o'clock at halftime on 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. It's Friday afternoon. It's official. Well done. You've got through the working week. It's not too long before you can down tools and say, I'm out of here. Bugger off. I'll see you Monday. And that's what Casual Friday is all about. The chance to just start to unwind, loosen the tie, loosen the shirt, loosen the belt, whatever you want to loosen, just do it. Take the bun out of your hair. That's okay too. In fact, we encourage that. Lots to look forward to in the next 2 hours with Jason Richardson, of course, the 1993 store gift winner. 57 steps it took him to achieve the ultimate, which you've been dreaming about for about a year. It's great to have you with us. Hello, Richo.
Good to be with you. Nowadays, you need to clarify. I mean, the man bun is so prominent now.
No, that's what I was getting at.
And prevalent. Mm. That you're suggesting that...
That was more my direction.
Right.
As opposed to the woman bun.
I'd have a man bun if I could bring that together in 2015 if I was a young rooster. Though no. I did see on Twitter, someone said, take out your man bun, you're a flog.
Yeah.
And
there's a bit of feedback going around.
I do sense that there's a bit of negativity towards the man bun.
I think there's a social resentment.
Yeah.
From most of the community.
Towards the man bun.
Towards the bun.
Mm.
Now, I, like you, would like to have the option.
See, that's where I'm at. I just love to have the option.
Just the option of the bun.
The man bun with a full sleeve and big cannons.
And the beard. Got to have a beard.
Yeah.
Got to have a hipster beard.
Yeah, I'm not convinced about the beard even at that time. You know, if there was any chance, like I would go over it forensically to make sure that there was no chance of a little hint of ginge.
Of ginge.
If there was a hint forensically, then offskies.
Always just for men. You could always dye the beard.
Oh, Hulk Hogan style.
Does he?
Well, he when he was Hollywood Hulk Hogan, he used to colour it in, remember? He used to colour in like chops down on either side in black.
He wouldn't colour them, would he? It was all natural for the Hulkster. This is Hulkamania we're dealing with here.
I know. Hey. I got a man crush on the Hulkster.
You may not know this, Richo. The Hulkster is coming into SEN this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I know he's coming in late for footy fix. I'm going to miss him.
My understanding is that there may be an opportunity for a crossover. That's my understanding, Richo, that there could be a crossover opportunity for you to high five slash fall at his feet of the mighty Hulkamania.
Slash... I don't think I've ever gone up to someone and said, can I possibly have a selfie with
you've
you?
You've never done that?
Never done it.
Have I ever done that?
I have never done it.
We get photos here after we interview people for the
website.
Yeah,
no, but we don't request that.
Well, we don't request that.
I have never gone up to someone and said, do you mind if I have a selfie? And God love you for anyone who does that.
Yeah, good luck. Good on you.
I would ask for the Hulkster.
Would you go the Hulk selfie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He's cool.
Yes.
He's retro.
Yes.
And
as a terrific mustache still.
Oh, and he's
strong
got the
mustache.
No one would judge me except for, how cool's that?
I don't think there's too much downside to the Hulk selfie. In fact, so he was...
He was my... It's my only... Actually, I've got one regret in not asking a selfie. I did an interview, one-on-one, filling in for you because you're away.
Yeah, yeah.
One-on-one for half an hour with Ben Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The Olympic 100-meter runner who tested positive.
Yeah.
Canadian. But growing up, he was like... Whoa. And I thought to myself, I should have got a photo just to send to all the blokes I used to run with. Go, look at me and Ben.
What would they have said to you and Big Ben?
Well, he's still, you know...
Is he still revered?
Yes, because he was...
There was a
nah, but he was in a different era. Far be it for us to judge. He was in an era where I think they were all going down that road, so be it. But the Hulkster, wow. Would you... Is he the one?
Is he the one? In wrestling terms, there's only one.
Now, retro or modern?
Well, these days he's probably more retro than modern. Even though he's doing other things in the modern circle.
Are you talking about a man whose name is Wayne and they thought they'd funky it up by putting a D
put
on the front?
D on the front of it. Don't you say that to him, mate. Don't disrespect his name. His mum are going, put a cap in your ass.
That's what D Wayne.
D Wayne. Because I could smell what he's cooking.
Oh.
And finally, The Rock has come back to SEN. Now, if The Rock ever came to SEN, that is selfie time for me.
Now, I'm with you. I'm with you with The Rock.
But, The Rock. I love The Rock.
But the Hulkster's retro.
Yeah, now he's where I grew up. He's little boy Dan.
That's me too.
Little boy Dan watching the wrestling. and the Hulkamania. So he's worthy. I think Hulkster's worthy.
Did you just Brooke Hanson, just third person yourself?
Little boy Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you already in third person Hall of Fame?
Legend status, mate. Legend status.
You just added another chapter, because I don't know if you've ever referred to yourself as Little Dan.
Well, look, Huff thinks that's a great idea. There still should be plenty more of that. Michael's in Wattle. By the way, the Persian princess, you're wondering why she's not here at the minute. She's coming.
She's doing a
very important conference today, sports conference, Sport Without Borders. She does every year, and it's a wonderful opportunity for her, and we are very, very encouraging of that. So she's coming shortly-ish. She's on her way in a cab.
In her cab at the moment,
whenever the cab gets here at some stage. But she promises she'll be here ASAP, but it's a very important conference, that one. So we think that's cool that she does that. Hey, Michael's in Wattle Glen, Richo. If you want to get involved this afternoon, 9429 1116 or 0433 98 1116. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Half. G'day, Richo.
G'day, Mike.
Selfies. I go up to people all the time and get selfies.
Oh, well, maybe I should.
Yeah, I got Kelly Slater a couple of weeks ago.
Hang on, whoa.
That's not just people all the time.
Hang on, don't just drop.
This is
Did
Kelly
you
Slater.
Say the 11-time world champion Kelly Slater?
Yeah, Kelly Slater. I got Daniel Ricciardo last year.
Dan hasn't earned it yet. Dan hasn't earned it.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on. Don't put Slater in the same breath as Daniel.
Well, no, but there's only one man on the international F1 scene from our fair country.
I know, but you know what you do with Dan? Say, listen.
He's top of the tree from the Aussie point of view.
You say to him, brother, I've got nothing but respect, but can we book in a 6-year selfie day? Because I want you to...
After a couple of world champs?
That's right. I want you to fill the pages of your youth with glory before I jump on board.
Because they are quickly turned.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, go on. Go on, Mike.
What, do you want more names or what?
Yeah.
Just a couple more.
John Florence.
Sorry, who's that?
Surfer.
Sorry, you said it very quick.
John Florence, the surfer.
John. Okay. He's not my man, but that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go on. Keep going.
And Anna Kournikova years ago.
Well, that was for different reasons. Not for her iconic status, I would suggest.
Well, there's an iconic status, just not for sporting pursuits.
That's right, correct. Good nominations, Mike. Nick.
Kelly Slater's a good one. That's good work. I would selfie with Kelly.
Would you go up and ask Kelly? Or would you... See, this is where it is.
That's a bit awkward.
See, it's very different from... Would you go up and ask, or if the moon's aligned and someone said, hey, Kelly, while you're here, can we get you a photo? And someone, a third person, organised it.
That's the way you'd orchestrate that.
That's right.
That's the way we orchestrate that.
But I'm saying that facility is not available to you. So this is just Daniel's son, young Daniel, walking up to Kelly Slater, introducing himself. Hello, Kelly. Daniel, can I have a selfie?
Gee, that's a test for me. That is a real test.
Well, what's your answer?
I'm not comfortable with that scenario.
Okay, well, just think about it for a sec.
I'm not comfortable with that.
Well, fine. Don't rule it out just yet.
I felt like picking up Flog asking John Bon Jovi for his autograph one day. I felt like I did it in the end, but I felt like a flop.
Nick joins us in East Melbourne. Hello, Nick.
G'day, Richo and Half and Ritalis. Lovely day in Melbourne town.
And Ritalis.
The Hulk Hogan coming to SEN reminded me of a famous bit of graffiti about 3 decades ago. A church in Hawthorne had a sign saying, what would you do if God came to Hawthorne? And some wit with a texter had written, move Peter Hudson to centre-half forward.
Correct.
Yes.
I thought that's one of the best. I hate graffiti, but that's one of the better ones.
I like it.
Well, that's, I don't know. I still reckon you'd probably shift God out to centre-half forward. You still give Hutto the square, I reckon. I'm not sure that coach is going to survive in the game.
Especially because Hutto is taking away some of his key aspects, taking him out of that square.
That's right.
Where he can do body work. Whereas Jesus has the ability to both get up and down the ground. Wouldn't you think?
And just sort of hover, really.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't restrict the Zeus just to the goal square.
It's probably underutilizing his strengths. It's a really good point. Thank you, Nick.
Nick.
David's in Moondale. Hello, David.
How you going, boys?
Good.
Big fan of the show. I went and seen the Foo Fighters earlier this year at Etihad Stadium.
Yep.
Walking along the Docklands there after having dinner with the love of my life, my ex-wife. And Nick Maxwell walked past.
Oh, Maxie.
And I was like, Nick Maxwell, you know, like, he's a premiership captain of the Pies because I'm a Pies supporter. And
You got to go in. Did you go in?
Like, oh, do I go in? And
of course you do.
My wife is like, go in.
Go in.
Like, nah.
Oh, no.
He's just an average bloke. He's just walking down.
Of course
the
he is.
Seat, you know?
Did you go in?
He deserved to sort of keep to himself. I didn't bother him, but I regret it now. Because I'd love to get a photo of Maxie, because I got married the day that we drew with St Kilda that day.
Well, so, Dave... hang on a second. You're a Collingwood supporter, and you've organised your wedding for grand final day.
Yeah, well, he's a realist.
They got to the grand final.
No, he was unlucky.
Well, my ex-wife always claims that she spoke to Mick Malthouse about making sure that the grand final was a draw so that we could watch it the following week.
Right.
I reckon you're just unlucky. Bad luck. Dave, pop into SEN when you hear Maxie on the radio. Pop in here. He'll make
Maxie's
his way
a
out. He's
Maxie's
a champion a fella. He'll do it. Good on you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete's in the city. And also a lot of contribution on the SMS in regards to where you should play Jesus. Bretto reckons he needs to work on his ball drop.
I've heard
and
that.
Therefore,
I've heard that.
As a result, playing up the ground might be. Apparently, on a wet day, the Zeus has such great value sort of sort of hovering above the water.
It's like he's floating on air.
Yeah.
It's like he's just walking on top of it. It's
terrific stuff.
Very, very good in the wet is Jesus, according to the SMS.
Now, Pedro, Pete's in the city. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen, and can I just start on saying I'm a 55-year-old male,
yes,
and staunchly heterosexual.
Yes.
At the recent Bells Beach competition, I got a book signed by the 11-time world champion Kelly Slater.
Wow.
He was in the middle of signing millions of signatures for all the kids and everything like that, and I've got his book.
Yeah.
And he just said, I'd done a couple of interviews, and he walked about four steps up the stairs, up to the top there where the sheds are. And I called him back, and I said, champ, can you sign my book? And he came straight back down and signed my book, and I shook his hand, and off he went. And I tell you what, that book is going straight to the pool room.
Pete,
did you really call Kelly Slater back by the terminology, hey, champ?
Yes, absolutely. He is the world champion.
And he responded. He didn't mind. He didn't mind. Hey, champ.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And I'll tell you. Oh, lots of people call him that. But I'll tell you. If you, I love the sport itself, but watching him surf is one of the great pleasures of life. He is just brilliant.
And Pete, is it fair to say, like all the greats in in all the sports, he makes it look so. He makes tough things look so easy.
I don't think it makes it look so easy. I just think that there are some people who are just graceful, and he is one of them. On the water, he is just graceful and beautiful to watch, and that's why he's 11 times world champ. You know, he's got some stiff competition these days, and he's 43 now, I think, and his rivals are in their early 30s and even younger than that, and he's still taking it up to them.
He's a star, and the fact that you've run with champ and he's responded, it's going to get you a dinner pass for two of the... HOF, the Hoff downtown. It's valued at $150, the Hoff downtown Bavarian Beer Hall. Enjoy the two things you love, beautiful Bavarian beers and your favourite game right across the road, 737 Burke Street in Docklands. Pete, you are going there at the Hoff downtown.
That is fantastic. Now, I think everyone knows that you are our captain coach here of the Casual Friday team. So if we have an omission for a short amount of time or a long time, it's on your shoulders to decide who slots in.
Yeah.
Is there a need for a slot? Because I'm uncomfortable. As soon as I walked in here and saw No Princess, I thought to myself, well, this would be a perfect opportunity
for
chief average at two sports, disappointing batting average in a World Cup campaign.
What was his name?
And I thought the chief could come in. And I don't see the chief here, so I'm concerned that... overlooked the chief? Has there been any correspondence from the chief?
There has been some correspondence from the chief, Chief Scuba Man, Mr. O'Donnell, who is a big fan of the show, and we love him as part of our program. I just thought that because it was only going to be a short period of time...
Oh, this is awkward.
...without the princess, I just thought that what he was going to deliver in that period of time really wasn't going to make a difference to the concept, to the quality of the show.
I think you're selling him short.
I think the fact that you're a big-time player and you can step up when there's an absence.
Right, okay.
And one of the great strengths of myself is, of course, to just be able to navigate, just drive the whole ship from behind the scenes.
Now, this is awkward, though.
So we didn't actually need Simon O'Donnell today because the Princess... Well, I'm happy to play one short, effectively. Happy to play
one
short.
So it's because of his disappointing batting average?
World Cup performance is pretty disappointing. And I'm after big-time players. And clearly, the evidence is there. Check it out, Crick Info. It's there. It's Simon... wasn't up to the challenge. 23 past 12. This hour for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway. A bit of feedback on the selfie v autograph situation too.
Yeah. Well, selfie is the new autograph.
Well, that's the question I'm going to pose. And I want you to ponder it.
And while I'm pondering that, I also want you, our audience, to ponder and jump on the line of 9429 1116. When were you hard done by? Because I feel hard done by. I'll elaborate very shortly.
Mr. O'Donnell seems to be hard done by, judging by the tone of his last text message.
Uh-oh.
It's aggressive. I'll tell you what the SMS does. It gets me thinking a lot, Richo. Welcome back to Casual Friday. Richo and I are with you. The Persian Princess just coming back from a gig. She'll be here shortly. The SMS gets me thinking.
Yes. What does it make you think about?
It thinks about the impact that our mate Scuba,
yes.
Who's the man we all want to be. VFL football.
Australian
cricketer. Won a Victorian derby. A nipple away from a Melbourne Cup on the shelf.
A pimple
away from a Melbourne Cup on the shelf.
Hot wife.
I haven't met the beautiful Beck, apart from the world champ, of course, same name, so you have to be close.
Yeah, we'll go with us.
Hot wife.
Thank you.
Hot wife. And for a man who's not overly good looking, that's a great
result.
That's
right. Three kids.
Are they all his? Anyway. there's a bit of feedback the SMS.
Yes.
That it's got me thinking. Maybe we could use Simon as a Davey Warner type figure at the top of the order.
Like a burst player.
Get him in every week just for the first seg, just to go whackety whack and set us up for the rest of the show.
Just to lift the tempo.
Yeah.
And then replace him with the Princess.
And then ask him to step out quietly.
Oh, yeah. I could just imagine that conversation between you and Chief Disappointing Batting Average in a World Cup. That would be an awkward conversation. Anyway, Chief, if you could make your way out now, he'd be like, what? Leave this.
He does
to be replaced by who?
He does have a coloured seat at the MCG, Chief. Hit one long once.
That's right.
In fact, Simon's on the road. He wants to have a chat to us.
All right.
Regards
who
to
is Simon?
The situation. Well, sure. G'day, Simon.
Afternoon, Chief.
Oh, Chief, hit one long once.
I just want to make it quite clear to Chief Longstrike and Chief, one more bad year, no coach.
Yes.
No, I'm cooked. I'm done.
No, that's
I can only be shamed so much. But I'm definitely not coming in until I'm invited.
No, Chief.
See, I don't want to disrespect you by making you a sort of a Davey Warner fly-by-the-night in impact player. I want you in for the whole time. But Chief, 1 year no coach, believes that maybe for you at impact early and then be replaced by the Princess. I mean, that's awkward.
Well, that's at least I've parked nectar then, haven't I? I've only part nectar, not fully nectar. I've been trying to get the gig for like how long now?
That's true.
No, it's been a while. It has been a while.
You know, and Rita, lovely person and all, but
no, she's not.
I'm trying to dethrone her.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
I can't seem to get any leverage, so I'm going to have to go somewhere else, like Triple J or one of those other sort of real trendy, mobs.
The fact that you're using the word trendy would seem to rule you out of those sort of joints, I would suggest. And Eric of Malvern is a little concerned that we are not showing you the respect you deserve as a former International Cricketer of the Year.
Well, let me tell you, Eric's a very, very, very good judge.
Well, we do miss you, Chief. Hit one long once.
I can only be shamed so much. I will never, ever speak again. I am now banning myself from speaking to either of you two again.
Don't blame me. He's making the decisions.
Not again. You're invited.
This is disappointing.
Chief, that's why you played an individual sport, Chief Longstrike. You never wanted to have to think of anyone else by yourself.
And this is where it's coming from. And I'm really disappointed he's brought this up and tried to push this agenda with me, Simon. It's been very, very disappointing.
And let me tell your listeners, listen to this. I got a text from your illustrious leader sitting there, the former Hawthorn great who wore big shorts. And that last text read, not that I'm reading it while I'm driving the car.
You just remember it.
No, I'm remembering it. Said, it's not you, it's me. I feel like I've been dropped at primary school by my favourite girlfriend.
Chief, now
long once, not happy.
Chief, there has been a suggestion from Chris in Bateman's Bay that 2RG Griffith are looking for someone of your sort of notoriety.
I've had a massive approach from 3AO in Albury. Massive approach.
Massive.
So massive.
I'm retreating a little bit. I don't want to just put a red line straight through you guys. Albeit, I think your attitude's got to improve a fair bit. I think it's time Rita departed. Yes. Some of her stories now are becoming very lightweight in the paper.
Oh isn't that's the truth.
And she just reheats the
soup. Got to lace that up a bit.
Oh, please.
She'll be listening. She'll be listening. I reckon you'll get some feedback, Chief Hitman Long One, soon.
Yeah, no, I think I want Rita to be a lot more hard-hitting, because that's the sort of girl she is. She's a hard-hitting girl.
No doubt about
now,
that.
Now, Chief, I did ask for you to come in this week because you and I were building up this unbelievable rivalry between the all-conquering Carlton Football Club and the powerhouse at St Kilda. Well, we finally locked horns on the weekend. Your appraisal of the game?
You can never take a game, albeit played on one of the great days, Anzac Day, but you can never take seriously, in the true context of the game of football, a match played in New Zealand at Wellington. It's not right.
He does make a very valid point.
Now, we're getting so much contribution from our audience in regards to they're concerned about your Chief hit the ball long once.
Chief hit the ball long once.
Someone off the SMS just says, just Chief average at two sports. He wants to really sort of really trim it down.
International Cricket of the Year. I mean, I won't have that. That's disparaging, it's disrespectful, and it's absolutely downright wrong.
And I agree. That's what I was about to say.
This is Chief hit one long once.
Right. We hit it more than once.
He's got a long hit. He's got a coloured chair. In fact, are you sitting in that chair at the moment, Sam?
I've never sat in the chair because I get dizzy with height.
Now, that is the sort of quality you could take, for example, Bretto and Beaky suggest to Joy FM. That they might be interested in that.
And look, there you go. Not mean to have a little ticket or two on myself, but I used to use a plank of red gum taken off a tree from the Murray River. That's what I used to use.
With a rubber grip.
Yeah, scientific. I had a couple of lacquer bands wrapped around mine. That was my grip. Still was able to propel the missile into the air.
Deep.
And science, different to yourself, Chief Longstride. Science hasn't caught me yet.
Now, Chief hitting it really long once. The Hulkamaniac is coming into 11:16 SEN, and I have just given of myself to the audience that I am very keen to saddle up and request a selfie with the Hulkamaniac. Is there anyone out there that would move you, yes, Chief, to walk over and say, can I please have a selfie? Is there anyone on the planet?
Well, my wife moved me to want a selfie with her years ago. And I'm saying that because she's the most attractive person I've ever met in my life.
She's sitting next to you at the moment?
No. Just in case she is listening.
Right, no chance of that.
But I would, if I happened to be in a restaurant and I caught the eye of one Elle McPherson, I'd pop over for a selfie.
He's got to go to the supermodel stratosphere to get a selfie, our man Scuba. Our man Scuba.
Yeah, I'd do a selfie with Elle. albeit she's the second most beautiful woman, I think, in the world.
Well, right. Yeah, well, you always have to look at the contender.
Yeah.
There's always got to be a photo of the contender.
That's right.
Yeah, you've got to know why you're on that side of the fence, don't you? That's
well, right. Exactly. That's right. But I'm scared about that because Elle might be, you know, she'd no doubt be a fan because I believe that she's always liked herself some cricket.
And who knows? She may have plonked in the seat and may have already made a way over to me for a selfie.
Well, I have no doubt that would have been the initial move.
Yeah, like, hello, Chief Grey-haired Fat Bugger.
My understanding is she made a special request one day whilst at the G to sit in that chair that you have coloured there. Because you...
obviously doesn't get dizzy at phenomenal heights.
She likes to have snow on her nose when she's up that high. She likes to be very, very cool with snow on the nose.
It's Chief, getting awkward.
Hit one long once. It's been unbelievable to spend some
Thanks
time with
Thanks for calling in.
It has. It's been great.
It's been great. Appreciate that. Chief hit one long once there on the road. I'm not sure who he is. Never called him before, but he was having a good time. 23-1. We need to get to a break, and there's going to be some bull dust after this. And Kevin in Coburg, who's on the line, is going to be handsomely rewarded for his patience this afternoon as well.
I've got a bull dust because I feel a hard done by.
Well, I know that, and we'll get to that after this. The Persia Princess, not too far away. On the subwoofer, King Mike,
King on the street. We call bulldust.
We call bulldust.
Bulldust.
I call bulldust on this.
No, bulldust.
Bulldust. They're calling bulldust on this.
I call it bulldust.
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 Dusty, dusty, dusty.
I do love that dusty, dusty, dusty part of Hutto there. And bulldust, 9:49, 11:16 on Casual Friday. It is the most glorious autumn
Wonderful day.
Isn't it just beautiful?
Take a bow, Mother Nature.
Yeah, 3 votes today. In fact, you backed up a solid performance yesterday. Have to be favourite at the moment.
She was brilliant.
Heavy favourite for the medal, just at the minute, whenever that medal might be. Bulldust, 9:49, 11:16. Got some tremendous giveaways for our best calls. Richo, I want you to open the batting today. Because you've been hard done by.
I feel like I've been hard done by.
I sense
Can
that.
I allow you to paint this scenario, paint the following scenario? I'm sitting here in
my wonderful...
Do you want me
to paint it or you...
I'll paint it.
Right.
You listen.
Okay, right.
I'm sitting in my beautiful Berwyn Volkswagen Touareg V6. It's just the most sublime.
Is this a cash for comment moment? Or
no,
is
no.
It's
a sublime car.
Is this a history lesson?
No, it's not a cash for comment because they're great supporters of 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
Where's my car?
And my car is out the front of a cafe, which I won't give the respect of actually naming, something terminal. It's in Waverley Road.
It's not important right now. It's not important right now before we get sued. Not important.
I'm not going to name it.
Not important.
Remember, anyway.
Remember what happened to the school?
Oh, that's right. Well, we named that. I'm not naming this one. Anyway, a little gust of wind, like a little zephyr of wind, yes, blows a steel, their steel barriers over onto the car.
Not onto the...
Onto the V6 Touareg.
V6 at all.
Yeah.
Should have gone the V8. You got shortchanged.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of it went to...
Bang, bang.
After
a zephyr of wind. Bang. Onto
no,
the car.
No, this isn't the car that got hit with the golf ball on
yes,
day one. Outside of Royal Burnley.
Yes.
The same car.
Same car.
It's rich and run, isn't it?
Anyway, it's got a little kiss on it, to which, well... I would have thought that it's not my fault. Is it my fault?
Well, I don't think it's your fault.
So I would have thought their insurance would pick it up, but apparently no, it was secured. They had done everything in their powers to secure it properly.
Concreted in?
Well, no, just sandbag style.
Sandbag style. Is that enough? Is that...
Well, that's what I feel like I'm being hard done by. I've got to cop it, and wow, all I've done is park the car. That's harsh.
That's unusual. I don't know what the law says here. I'm
surely
sure.
You've had an incident where you feel hard done by, though. Well, that's just my theme. I call bulldust.
Well, that's
on
bulldust.
It.
That's exactly what bulldust is, mate.
But I'm extending it out to I call bulldust because I feel hard done by.
Well, you call bulldust on the cafe not paying for your little dent to be fixed on the wretched run car.
Wretched. It's a zephyr of wind.
It's a wretched run, that car.
It's not as though we've had Hurricane Katrina make its way through Melbourne in the last couple of weeks, have we?
It's very strong when that day occurred.
A zephyr of wind.
Righto. We'll get some feedback for you, I'm sure, off this mess. Sean's in North Dandenong with Bulldust. Hello, Sean.
Ah, Dumbo.
Gentlemen, how are you both?
Good, thanks.
Unlucky, Richo.
Love it.
Unlucky, is that it?
Yeah, that's all I can give you at this stage. Sorry. I want to call Bulldust on SEN marketing.
What'd they do?
Let me tell you, I'm a predominantly stay-at-home dad. I work as well, but I have the kids in the car a lot. And a few months ago, we've got the theme song in the morning show of Sexyland. So I had to explain, try and explain to my seven-year-old about Sexyland. Now, let's move forward to today. And well, not today, but the last week or two. And now, on the Morning Glory, we've got, are you getting old? Have you lost that spark?
Oh, no.
And I've got my nine-year-old boy going, oh, Dad, do you need that? No, no, I'm good, son. Oh, but it'll make you feel like a teenager again, Dad. No, no, all good here, buddy. I must admit, I hear that ad and I flip it because I just don't think
my young girls need to hear that.
You know what? Those, they're everywhere. They are everywhere.
I know they are.
Every station, everywhere.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Everywhere.
So do you, what do you do? Do you start talking? So what's on for school today?
What are we doing? What'd you do?
What do you do?
You going to shoot some points of basketball tonight?
Yeah.
How was gym?
Anything.
All the good stuff.
Anything.
Just find a way. Sean, it's the way of the world these days. We're very open about these things in the public space, and that's all right. You can deal with your kids. Just talk them through if you need to. If they're going to ask questions, they'll ask questions at some stage. You might as well help them through it. Sexyland's cool. Great joint.
Terrific.
And a great jingle. Pete's in Donvale. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Look, it's been an unusually large week for Bulldust this week, but I think one of the most unbelievable ones was John Burns saying he got all of a sudden he got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, oh, no.
Couldn't remember what he said. What the hell's going on there?
He might actually be the early nomination for our Bulldust of the Year nominees. Maybe we need to work. We need to start making notes of those that need to go into our end of year awards.
Well, doesn't KB and Patrick, don't they do similar awards?
Yeah, but they
scenario?
Call people gooses and gooses.
Ours
are just merely the Bulldust. We don't look at anything positive.
It did seem a bit unusual.
We don't do the positive ones.
It did seem to be a bit unusual, the explanation there from Mr. Burns.
A lot of people just suggesting that forget the fact that I feel hard done by. I've just got to pay for it. And just get over it. That's so be it.
That's a bit of feedback.
In fact, it's a constant stream. Does that seem harsh to you? Would you expect that to happen to you if you got a zephyr of wind blew the banister onto your car?
Look, in the great scheme of things, I think
possibly
the fact that there's been not a lot of outlay for the vehicle in the first place.
I possibly wear it. Yeah, yeah. Which I have to. But put that to the side.
It's not your fault. So there's got to be some sort of grey area there. I would think.
Grey?
What's grey? It's grey.
What's the grey bit?
I'll tell you during the break. Calling Bulldust, Luke in Mulgrave is with Richo. Hello, Luke.
How you doing, lads?
Good.
That's good. I'm going to call Bulldust on the news reports in the nightly news. The fact that we don't pay any attention to the NBA basketball finals where there's five Australians actually participating in the current teams that are involved.
Do we not?
And two of them have actually got chances of probably taking the title out.
This is the first round, isn't it, of the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Maybe that's probably why.
I reckon we have been.
There's been some fair basketball.
So who hasn't been, though?
That's the TV news services that are giving it scant respect, according to Luke.
But it's
possibly because of the length of time for the NBA Finals.
But it's on every day live on telly, so just watch it.
But we're at work.
We're doing stuff.
We're working.
Tape it.
I haven't got time to sit back through the game again.
IQ.
This is what Luke's saying. He just needs a little update. Luke, I'll see what Tim Watson's part of the Channel 7 News team. Of course, he'll be listening, and I'm sure he'll be all across that through the length of the NBA Finals as the further it goes through. Craig in South Geelong. G'day, Craig.
How's it going, gents?
Good, thanks.
I'd want to call Bulldust on the Australian Rugby League.
What have they done?
Who at the ARL thought it was a good idea not to play the Anzac Test on Anzac Day?
What was happening? They had a lot of
names.
Grounds. They had a lot of games on Anzac Day, didn't they? It was like a normal round.
But what's wrong with doing what they're doing this weekend, last weekend?
No, it's a solid point that you're raising. It's actually a very good point. Why wouldn't they, if you could do that, play that game on Anzac Day and postpone the round till this weekend where there is no other games. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Matty Russell about that after 2 o'clock.
Stand by, Craig.
Stand by, but stay on the line. You've got two bottles of wine, one red and one white, thanks to AR Property Investments coming your way. That's a solid point. Pauline in Box Hill. Hi, Pauline.
Hi. I'd like to call Bulldust on the fact that you cannot buy Australian canned pineapple. Now, it's the Golden Circle brand name, but it's all from the Philippines or Thailand.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, Pauline. I was not aware of that.
For pineapples, that's our...
We make pineapples, don't we?
That's our bread and butter, so to speak. Do we make pineapples?
We make pineapples, don't we?
FNQ, they're full of it.
Would you call me?
FNQ. Full of pineapples, mate.
Why do you think that is, Richard?
I don't know. Well, this is news to me, so I can't possibly, off the top of my head, tell you.
Our pineapples must be a lot more expensive than the Fijian and the Philippine pineapples. If it's coming here cheaper than landing here cheaper in the can than it is to get the FNQ ones.
I've now got a rally of support for me. After
you've
getting,
got lawyers.
After getting a lot of... Here with the lawyers. We've been down this road, Mr. Lawyer.
Lawyers supporting you and want to actually be a part of your claim.
No, the claims. The insurance company has said, just a little sandbag's enough. That's secured.
It was a very strong
win. Mate, I'm
that
saying
day.
It's a zephyr.
It's a very strong win that day.
A zephyr.
7:01 on Casual Friday on just the most glorious autumn day. Out there, it's just magnificent. I hope you get a chance to enjoy it. Blue skies, of course. It's going to be a big, big night of football. Mick Malthouse breaks the all-time coaching record tonight at the MCG against the team that he spent a hell of a lot of time with, took them to a premiership, and of course they are arch rivals, Carlton and Collingwood, tonight from 6 o'clock on Melbourne's home of footy.
And he had the choice. He picked this game. The AFL said to him, you're going to break it in round 5. Who would you like to break it against?
The Magpies.
And they will set up the fixture accordingly. And he chose the Hot Pies. I tell you what, take a bow, everyone in the media this week. I think led by a couple of the key voices who have really paid outstanding tribute.
I appreciate
did you
that,
sit down?
You.
Yeah, led by you. Did you watch the Jared Waitley one-on-one with Mick?
Work.
Terrific.
I haven't seen Jared's
You know
work.
That I'm not, I haven't been a massive fan of his, but just the respect. I mean, 715 games as a coach. It's extraordinary.
It's an amazing tenure in this type of position.
Do you think the game has celebrated him well this week? I think it has.
Absolutely it has.
Yeah.
Absolutely it has. Because I think prior perhaps to this week, it wasn't celebrating.
Oh, they were kicking sand in his face.
But it has been nice to get the storyline and the journey of Mick out there in the public interest this week, and they've done a good job of that. And he deserves a cracking night tonight. So hopefully Carlton fans and Carlton players come out and give their all for the coach tonight. He deserves that. Of course, from 6 o'clock, the footy starts very, very early on 11:16 SCN. From 6 o'clock, we have the coach's box for the Nissan NP300 Navara and Odyssey Financial. And Chris Scott, coach of the Cats. There's been a lot of talk about the Cats and where they are positioned in the grand scheme of things in the AFL scene this year.
They have a big game against Richmond.
The Tigers.
Well, one of those clubs will be, as a result, what will they be? 2-3 or 1-4?
1-4, wouldn't they?
That'll be 1-4.
Great question. It's a really good question.
That's what I do.
That's what you do. That's the beauty of it. That's why we love you here. Yeah, 1-4.
No, Tigers
have
Tigers
got
two.
Tigers are two.
So Tigers have got two. So the Cats could be 1-4.
They could both be 2-3. Oh. That's the beauty of this game. It's a big game. Chris Scott in the coach's box with Hutto and Derm and Moons and Rowan Connolly tonight from 6 o'clock. Before we really narrow the focus on the game tonight, Carlton Collingwood with the MCG to kick off your big footy weekend. Footy Fix from 4 to 6, where the boys will be catching up with Hulk Hogan, which we're very excited about around here. Almost as excited as Kevin and Coburg, who has been wanting to talk to us for quite some time now. And he's on the line, 9:14, 9:11, 16. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. I've been waiting since Wednesday to shatter you guys.
Go with it then, Kev. This would want to be gold, my friend.
Oh, mate, I really feel, really feel disaster having to tell you this. But, you know, on Wednesday when you were talking about Frogger and all those great games.
Yes.
Mate, I have to tell you that it's been reincarnated as Crossy Road.
Hang on. Frogger?
Hang on a minute.
Frogger is now called Crossy Road.
Yes, mate, on the App Store on iTunes, unfortunately.
Crossy
Is it anywhere
Road.
Near as good as Frogger?
Well, my 5-year-old grandson seems to have a hang of it, but I can't still get across the road.
I've just Googled this as you've been talking. There's a chicken.
That's right, yeah.
The chicken crosses the road. You have to ask yourself why.
That's right. What was the name of the game where the ape threw the barrels down?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Did you just not know Donkey Kong?
I don't think I knew the name of the game. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, man.
Which is very similar to Wreck-It Ralph, isn't it?
No. Very different to Ralph.
Hang on. Ralph just throws things from the top and Donkey Kong used to roll them down and you'd jump them.
Who are you?
I mean, what sort of chatter is this? I mean, this has degenerated into some sort of, boys club here.
This is not come in and just jump in mid-conversation action.
I think I've been called.
It's 71 minutes post start time.
This is called not being able to prepare a replacement because we weren't notified that we didn't have a co-host.
Well, if you were going to just, flaunt Simon in my face like that, I thought I'm not going to give you an opportunity because I don't like getting the impression that you like him more than you like me. It hurts my feelings.
Did we give that impression?
Very much so.
Oh, that's good.
I'm surprised that it's only an impression. Disappointing.
I was hoping that would come across.
Are
you saying you don't like Crossy Road? Is that not one of your games that the Golden Child's playing on some sort of
I try not
device?
To encourage video games. I mean, he does like them because he's an 8-year-old boy, but I do try to limit the amount of time and the number of games because I am not a fan.
Kevin, stay on the line. You got the Hof Downtown valued at $100 dinner pass. It's a cracker, the Bavarian Beer Hall. You love it. It's got the great beers, great food, and, of course, the game right across the road, 737 Bourke Street in Docklands. Give us a call back, whatever applies for you, Kevin. There'll be no replacing Frogger ever.
Okay.
This Crossy Road thing might
be no, kids, no. It won't.
There's an actual game where the purpose is to cross the road.
Well, there's lots of obstacles in your way.
And how much time would you spend on this?
Like when we were eight?
Frogger.
Not now.
You know Hulk Hogan's making his way into 1116 SEN.
Oh, I know.
Home of sport.
I've had lots of people call me and say, can I come and visit you at SEN today?
I couldn't think of anything better than actually feeling what it was like lying on the bottom, lying on the canvas half and get him to run, bounce off...
Off the rope.
The ropes. And then up with the split slam legs. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
What would you
How tall is he? Is he a big man?
He's a big man.
I know he's got the big guns, but is he tall? Is he?
Well, he's not Andre the Giant, but he's tall.
But he's picked him up.
Speaking of, thank you, Jason.
The days where I used to love wrestling.
Would you ask him about that? Do you think there was a moment when the Hulkster got the strides and in one hand and the back of the neck in the other and thought
I'm not going to be able to do it.
I won't be able to do this.
Of course I'm not.
This is Andre the Giant.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Like...
It's a super impressive effort.
I think, didn't he throw Big John Studd over the top of the ropes as well? I mean, no one had thrown Big John Studd over the top of the ropes.
Big John Studd.
Or was that King Kong Bundy? I don't know, but anyway.
I don't remember.
We digress.
Big John Studd.
Looking forward to what's up, too.
Well,
with your big three-pronger.
I don't want to do the three-pronger because I want to recap what I was doing today.
Well, we know what you're doing.
We know what you're doing. I want to reheat the soup. We're in your three-pronger.
No. This was fascinating stuff. Dermy was there. And he was
speaking
talking
of Dermy,
about...
Just before you get
Dermy
to
Dermy was there.
Before you get to Dermy, 5 Day, 5 Night, who I have no doubt will be listening. Great to have you on board, Derm. Damon's in Frankston, somewhere near where Derm grew up. G'day, Damo.
G'day, boys. So before I get to my two Bulldust points, Carlton to win easy tonight.
Right.
My two Bulldust points, right. There's a bloke at my work. Happens to... always drink out of a jerry can, and it's water. I think to him, why doesn't he drink out of a cup or something?
Now, that's a valid question.
Great question.
It's a fair question. Jerry can seems to be quite cumbersome to be carrying around with you.
Mm. It would be some sort of residue there that I wouldn't
Well,
be
you
happy
clean
with.
The jerry can. I
don't know. Can you really ever clean it completely?
That's right. There's going to be an element of residue.
No.
Right. And something else for us there, Damo, before we listen?
Is that it, Dame?
And the second one, I'm not going to name and shame, but I went to a cafe the other day.
Oh, you didn't have your... The barriers didn't fall on your car, did they?
No, unfortunately not.
That happens to me. What do you mean unfortunate?
Unfortunately not. I went to the cafe, ordered a hot chocolate, and they charged me for sugars.
Really?
They charged you for sugar.
I'm surprised that the cafe that smashed my car didn't charge me for sugars too.
That's extraordinary.
Well, they didn't smash your car. It was
but
an unfortunate.
Who orders hot chocolate with sugar? I mean, it's already sweet. It's chocolate.
Oh, you chuck an extra one.
No, I would charge him too. Just
you
to
need
send
two?
Him. No, that is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Already sickly sweet.
It's not.
It is.
Sweet enough.
What sort of bloody chocolate are you having? Is some sort of bitter, dark stuff? I mean, if you're having hot chocolate.
I don't know.
I want to inspect your hot chocolate, please. Can I say, fascinating chat. I've just come from the Sports Without Borders and Jeremy was there.
What does that mean?
It means sport.
Do you do this every year?
Without Borders. I do do it every year. They have an annual conference.
Why is it a surprise to you that you were going to be an hour late? Why is that a surprise when you do it every year?
Well, because, you know, the dates may have gotten a little muddled in my head.
It's not that
I thought it was next Friday. Let's just not get into that. Anyway. Dermy was talking about, because we're talking about discrimination and sport, and he had that incident with Chris Lewis, where he racially vilified Chris Lewis. He did talk about it sometime later. But it was just fascinating listening to him and listening to Gilbert McAdam, who had the experience of being racially vilified. And back in his day, I just want to ask you, because that kind of bit of a crossover with you. Back in his day, in Dermy's day, it was a strategy. It was like, what will get under this guy's skin? And it was talked about like at a team level. And then someone was assigned to do the vilifying and they went out and did it. And it was not just a sort of a heat of the moment, you know, white line fever. It was a strategy. It was a thought out, planned. And I'm just wondering, how long did that persist? Because I didn't get to ask Dermy today.
I think it persisted all the way through to Michael Long took a line, drew a line in the sand and said enough.
Yep.
Because I always thought it was, you know, that sort of white line fever where, you know,
what goes on the
decent
field stays
people
on the
say
field.
Awful things that they don't mean. I never thought it was so calculated. But apparently, you know, if certain players, that sort of discrimination got under their skin, they were specifically targeted and, you know...
And Chris Lewis is a great example because he was so talented, wasn't he? But he was a firecracker, so they would target him accordingly. Now, it basically, forget about the people who are actually doing the persecuting. It actually took to one of the persecuted, Michael Long, to actually put his hand up and say, I refuse to accept this.
It was Nicky Winmar, I remember, the lifting the jumper. I mean, that was more towards the fans than the other players.
But I reckon Michael Long, within the actual footy fraternity, saying to Damien Monkhorst that's not cool. No longer acceptable. Yep. We are not going to cop it. And then Monkey taking on board and going, okay, totally apologise. That is over the line. And then from that day on, I think we've learnt that that is just not good enough. There's no such thing as what stays on the field.
20 years ago, that moment, that incident, you seem to be asking a question before that.
Well, I'm
whether
asking
or not we
you.
Would...
When you were playing, was that something that was discussed at team level? You know, this particular player that gets under their skin, why don't you two blokes go and say that to him and, you know, really...
No. I imagine because... 20, how long have I been out? 10, 20... That was about the time. That moment was the very, very start of my career. So there wasn't... That was obviously a huge issue at the time.
Yeah.
It was never discussed as a tactic or a ploy. You would never, well, I never experienced that anyway from my time.
And especially early on in your, isn't it different? Actually, it's a different topic, but parts of your career, when you're young and you're just starting out, you're not listening to anything. You're just trying to get a
I'm
kick.
I'm not listening to the meetings anyway.
You are just trying to get a kick. You're trying to get a kick, and it's not until you fully establish yourself in your team that you actually buy into any sort of team aspect of it. At the moment, just let me get a kick.
Just let me get a kick. Just let me play.
I just want to play.
But did you still have, you know, certain players who were susceptible not to racial vilification but to other sorts of ribbing or, you know, just sledging? And did you, you know, was there ever any discussion about, you know, this is how you get under this guy's skin?
I remember, forget to do that. Yeah, I remember there was. I couldn't tell you who or what was the content, but it was never... It was just the sort of normal sledgy stuff, the stupid sledgy stuff. Nothing very intelligent about what we were saying or what whoever was getting involved was saying at the time. I don't recall a specific incident.
Some players actually play better when you sledge them,
don't they? General discussion about those things. Yeah, some guys you don't want to fire up. You do not want to fire up.
Don't want to wake them up.
But others, you know, you can get a bit, they get a bit nasty and get a bit shifty and start getting themselves
off. It's like Muhammad Ali, remember when they don't want to, you know, he was trying to do that with George Foreman.
Don't annoy George.
Have we talked about the big boxing match? Is that what they called? Is it a match? Is it a game?
That's a question I wasn't expecting to hear from you today.
Well, because this is a fight between good and evil. I mean, even if you hate boxing or just disinterested in boxing, I think you'd have an interest in this particular matchup.
Have you done a little bit of a sneaky this week and started to read the back of the paper? Have you?
Well, there was nine pages on Malthouse yesterday. Not eight.
I've got interest.
I had to read all nine.
How many years too late is this fight?
About six.
16 or six?
No, about six.
Six years ago, this would have been to die for.
But it's much more lucrative now. Don't you worry about that. 21 past one. We'll take a break back shortly. 23 past one on a Friday afternoon. We are winding you down from the working week. It's going to be a huge sporting weekend, particularly from a footy point of view. Big clash tonight. 7:15 games for Mick Malthouse. Breaks the all-time coaching record against his old boys, the Pies. Carlton Collingwood tonight from six on Melbourne's home of footy, 11:16. S-E-N, of course, Chris Scott in the coach's box from six with Hutto, Derm, Rowan and Cam Mooney as well. There is a significant one-on-one contest across the weekend at the MGM Grand in Vegas, the home of big events in boxing, between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. You seem to be engaged in this, which is a bit of a surprise to me. But
good
you did
versus
mention
evil.
Good versus evil. Please explain.
Well, we all know about Floyd's form with the ladies and other areas. I mean, he's just a douchebag. He's an ordinary human being.
He's had some pretty
and I want
nasty
the
incidents.
Bejesus beaten out of him, preferably. And the other guy, from everything I read.
Hang on.
The Manny. Other guy.
Manny.
There's only two of them to remember.
Manny.
You got the first one M-town. Really well.
The other guy.
The other guy.
The other guy seems to be a... a delightful human being who does good in the world, not just box as well. And, you know, if Muhammad Ali is saying, you know, Mayweather is trashing boxing's image, I don't know how much more trash you could get. And even Mike Tyson's come out and said that. I'm with the greats. I'm going Manny.
I'm with the greats.
Are you putting up Mike as the sort of the pinnacle of human behaviour?
Well, that's why I brought him up, because even Mike Tyson with his... very, very dodgy past, has found issue with Floyd Mayweather.
So who's aged the most, Harf? Are you 6 years ago it would have been an unbelievable bout.
Well, that's what all the experts are telling me. It's about 6 years is too late.
Now I'm hearing, is it advantage Mayweather?
That's my understanding. Yeah. I don't know enough about the contest, to be honest.
Are you too buying? Because apparently this is going to be the biggest pay.
Well, it's the first fight that I can remember. Which, for totally different reasons in class, since Danny Green versus Mundine, the first one I'm actually thinking about, where will I be and can I arrange my schedule of events
around it, yeah.
To make sure that I'm involved somehow visually.
What's the cost if you want to...
150, I think it is.
$150.
It's a 150 main event.
You are kidding me.
Why would I make that stuff up?
That is out. No, I don't believe you. There is no way it's $150 to watch this fight.
Someone will tell me. Well, if you want to get in your home via the main event service, that's my understanding. I was asking that question last night.
Right. Okay. Well, that totally changes. Now I'm looking more group
moving
involved.
Moving out into the Tower Hotel style
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean,
Campbell.
Love it that much.
No, I'm surprised this is going to be setting records given that sort of a cost level. That is just outrageous.
What do you mean you're surprised? It's 150 is clearly a significant amount. And
yes.
You talk about the money they're talking. Floyd can get up to...
$59.95, Danny.
$160.
No, well, it was $59.95,
I've been led
60.
Down the garden path.
Yeah, 60 I can cop.
That makes sense.
I've been led down the path.
It's still outrageous, but it's a little less outrageous, particularly if you've got a couple of...
Sandbelt Hotel in Moorabbin has a Q Junction where you can go and watch it.
Has a what?
Q Junction. A function.
I think
$60 on Foxtel.
Well, my apologies.
60.
For that. Whoever told me that last night at football,
now,
I'm not
60
be
more palatable.
Ever again.
Is 60 more palatable?
Oh, absolutely.
It's still up there. I mean, it's 60, still a lot for a fight. 60's
all right. 60's
that you're watching in your house, not live. Come on, 60's a lot.
Well
I'm not going to go to Vegas.
Well, I didn't realise these pay per views.
It's a bit of a difference between an air ticket accommodation. For me to get to Vegas plus a ticket, so 60 seems reasonable.
It's awesome,
Doesn't it, Huffy?
Well, then you should just pay 150 if you're going to take that attitude. What time? What time? Can I fit this into my schedule?
Surely these are questions you could possibly investigate other times.
No, no, no. I mean, you're my sort of source for this.
Well,
sort
now
of
clearly
information.
My information's been pretty ordinary so far.
Stinky is your source.
So you guys.
I'm thinking of logging in.
You're thinking of
logging in.
Not sure it's going to be. My world champ.
A bit popular in your house with the four ladies you live with.
Yeah, not a lot that I want to do is popular, to be fair. I think we've got Carlton Collingwood over the line for tonight.
Yeah, I think that's your TV credits done for the weekend, I think.
For the year.
It's a day off. It's a non-work day. I'm not sure the world champ's going to cop just sitting on the couch watching two blokes punch each other up. I'm not sure
it's
going to be
sell.
Accepted.
Pretend that I'm her. Sell it to me.
You got to sell it to her on Mayweather being an absolute awful human being.
Right.
And, the opportunity of
the good versus evil sort of
that's
scenario.
That's it. Get her engaged. Get her interested in the battle.
But you're not working today. It's your day off. Why would you want to do that? Why can't we do something as a family? This is the feedback
we're
going to
be getting.
But we can
then.
Do this as a family because Wilbur will go to school in decades' time and they'll refer back to this moment and he'll say, where were you when Mayweather and Pacquiao went toe-to-toe? And you don't want him to say, Beck, oh, we went to the park and threw the frisbee.
I don't think Beck's that silly. She's going to swallow that crap.
I was on a bike ride.
It's worth a try early. Shush.
We're on a family bike ride. It was lovely and a beautiful autumn day. That's
family bike rides? Is this what we're doing in the streets of Camberwell? That sounds very quaint. Well, I like it. Do you have one of those?
Well, kids like bikes. You know that.
But do you have those double ones where you and Beck are on the same bike and you pedal together?
No, we're not quite that loved up.
I'd like to see that.
Hey, I'm surprised that we haven't had
kids ride bikes. You know that. Just
are you aware of that?
You know that kids
like bikes.
The
golden child has a bike. He's got two and he rides it.
Hang on. Okay. Further question. Do you have a bike?
I gave mine away.
Do you have a bike?
Well, right now I don't, but I am planning on getting another one. I did have one, but now it's gone.
Right,
right.
Because I'm a charitable person and I gave it away because I'm a giver. I'm not a taker.
A huge monstrosity just walked in.
The Hockermania. Clearly, this is a pre-record for the Footy Fix Boys after four.
Yeah.
What about the entourage? It's 15 deep.
The entourage is huge. And and Jimmy, the little mouth from the south, what was his name?
Jimmy who?
Yeah, he used to be in their wrestling. Someone will tell us. Jimmy the Mouth from the South Heart, was it?
Oh, yes. Was the one with the megaphone.
Yeah, with the megaphone.
I loved him.
He's here too.
I did see a megaphone one.
He was fantastic. I liked him too. He was very good.
He was good. Hey, I'm surprised in your WhatsApp that you're not talking politics about the new freeway, awesome new freeway we've got.
Yeah, the awesome new freeway. I thought we weren't going to build any more roads. What's happened? Seriously, this government, he needs to make up his mind.
Hang on.
Pick a strategy and stick to it.
Pacquiao to Andrews.
Forget about the politics.
So we're doing East-West Link now?
Hang on, Andrews. Forget about the politics side. Isn't it a good thing? Haven't you been crying out for a road?
Well, I want more roads. Yeah, I want more public transport. This wouldn't be East-West Link is way more...
Are you not happy with this one?
Well, I'd like to hear a bit more about it.
Because it wasn't her idea.
But see, what
no,
frustrates...
No, I think it's needed.
You know why, Barrett?
And I think it's a good idea.
You know why, Barrett, for your team. But it's the people like that are so fanatical about the actual politics of it. Who cares that so-and-so said it first? And
it's not about
isn't
who
it,
said
isn't
it first,
just
Jason.
A good thing that
no,
it's going to be
it's
done?
It's a good thing if it's the best use of that money. If there's another road that is more vitally needed and should be built first, then it's not a great thing. It's about being across the detail.
Anyway, the other
guy, you're not across the detail, though.
And Floyd, the other guy and the evil man,
they're
fighting.
You're the one who brought it up. What are you bloody coming to me about?
Because I thought it'd be on WhatsApp.
$60 at main event. If you want to watch it or check it out at your local venue, I'm sure they'd be loving to have you there.
You're an idiot.
With some pots. And a Palmer.
At a Q Junction.
Go down to the Tower Hotel in Campbell. Go and take it out of the crew for me. They're terrific down there.
I've got some Hulk-related questions.
28-2.
After the ad break.
Well, as long as they're not road-related questions.
No, Hulk.
Hulk after this. 21-1. 21-2. My apologies. On a Friday afternoon. Lots going on here.
I love it when we punch on in the ad breaks and then we have to pretend to be nice when we go back on air. It's completely natural.
It's just like family. It's like life.
It is. And when someone comes over.
Someone comes to the door.
And you've got to be, as soon as
they leave.
All
love and mung beans.
That's right. Hey, John's on the radio. He wants to talk to somebody. Hi, John.
How are you going?
Good.
I'd like to call a belated bulldust on Dermot Brereton.
Well, now hey, this is
let's just take a second.
This is very close to home here, John.
Well, I'm just
said want to be good.
These two have got a man crush on Dermy that's unhealthy. Let's just
trying to vilify people and get under their skin. I damn well bet he never tried to get under Robbie Muir's skin.
Oh, now remembering this was very many years ago.
Yeah, it was more than 20 years ago we're talking
when
about.
When the times were very, very different. So I doubt very much that Dermot would be getting involved in those type of activities.
Oh, no. I mean, that was the whole point of, you know, part of the reason for this conference today was to sort of discuss those issues and look at how much, you know, attitudes have changed and people have gained understanding of, you know, the impact of those sort of words.
Yes. And there's a lot of things done in the past that those people and people around them would certainly be sitting there going, well, what the hell was I thinking?
Well, he just, like he said, he was brought up at a time where, you know, words were just words. They
almost
didn't hurt anybody.
Goes.
And like he was describing after the grand final, he went over to try to shake Chris Lewis's hand, you know, game's over, and Chris Lewis wouldn't shake his hand. And he was just like shocked. It's like, what's happening? You know, he just had no concept of the hurt and the damage it caused. And, of course, now he does.
I've been notified about something that slipped through our collective guards here. Went underneath our guards here, Harvey.
We've got very low guards.
All three of us?
How does that happen?
No. It didn't come under your guard. You decided to keep it quiet.
Oh.
Because I'm sensing, once again, self-promotion within the Herald Sun network. And someone...
What's this about? Someone
has texted me a really disturbing article recently in the Herald Sun.
What's happened?
Under the headline, Panahi Tells the Truth.
Oh, dear.
I don't write the headline.
This isn't fitty-fitty style.
Have a listen to the first sentence of this. Rita Panahi is one of the most powerful women in Australia. Bang!
Oh, I didn't write this. I can't be blamed for what other people are contributing to the paper.
Is there a bucket around here somewhere?
What's this?
Wait.
Is there
half,
a bucket somewhere?
Half. It goes on.
I'm feeling very queasy.
Oh, what about that for an opening sentence?
I did not write
then, it. Then Rita and her team go on to say.
Not my team.
And her team.
Not my team.
As a columnist, she, Panahi, is able to express not only her own views, but those of the majority of Australians.
Now, that's just fact.
Panahi is able to do this free from spin doctor influence, which is not the case for most politicians. Too many times, the true opinions and desires expressed behind the closed door of government are modified or deleted. So as not to upset a section of voters. It's time, Huff.
It's time.
The decision makers of this country realise that journalists like Panahi.
Sorry, journalists.
Thank you.
There's a bucket.
Journalists like Panahi are not a solitary voice. They are, in effect, our mouthpiece.
Oh, the mouthpiece.
Here. Whoever's written that?
Oh, like you haven't seen that.
Wow. Us to get so much praise.
What are we dealing with? If the Hulkster heard that, he would get you in a headlock with his 24-inch pythons and squeeze the life out of you after that.
Well, you know what? People just appreciate what I'm bringing to the table.
Oh, Harfy.
That I brings it.
Harfy.
They're loving it.
Harfy.
Is it Mylanta? Is that what you get when you've got the queasy guts? Is there a bottle of Mylanta around here somewhere?
Have you... You know what?
Why are you two such haters? Why can't you just get on board... And feel
what,
the love.
Panahi train?
It's just, you know, it's not about me. It's about the overwhelming majority out there who I'm trying to
listen. That wasn't signed off Murdoch, was it? That wasn't written by Rupert, was
what
it?
What are we dealing with?
Is that Rupert in Rupert's paper writing about Rupert's girl?
Half, what are we dealing with?
Well, clearly we're dealing with the mouthpiece of Australia.
The mouthpiece? Of a struggle. You know what?
I speak for the silent majority.
From now on.
No wonder we're in trouble.
From now on, for 2 hours on a Friday, let's treat this gift
it is a gift.
With the respect that it deserves.
No doubt it's a gift.
From now on, what I'm doing, I'm going to come in and just, with a pen and paper, and just merely make notes.
just take
Is that fair?
We'll do that. What we'll do is we'll get to a break just together ourselves. It's not going to be easy. But we'll be there back after the break. Hang around. Casual Friday with Richo and Rita. 11 to 2 on Casual Friday. Richo and Rita with us till 2 o'clock. After that, Sports Central Plus, all the latest in the world of sport with the team at the SEN Newsroom, who were very, very enamoured with the great Hulk Hogan, who's just exited the building.
It was quite a sight to have pretty much everyone in the entire building, including you two, lining up for your little bit of Hulk love.
He's a big, big man.
He is a big man.
He's going to be part of the SEN coverage
tonight. He
said I was
pretty.
Did
you notice that?
Did he say that?
I'll have a listen to this.
He did.
Did he know that you were the mouthpiece for Australia?
He didn't even know I was one of the most powerful women in the country.
Did you mention that?
No. One of.
And why did you two were started laughing when he said that? I don't understand. But anyway, it was a special moment.
Those who just joined us, Herald Sun recent article, and I quote.
It's not an article.
Rita Panahay.
I didn't write it.
Is one of the most powerful women in Australia.
I think you may have quite written this.
Become basically like, the testing material for all females in Australia.
Wow. I think that's only that could only improve things in this nation. Just set the bar high and just try to aim for the stars. Come on. Wow. Stop just having a go at me. Imagine if I was sensitive and I took this to heart.
No, we think this is fantastic. Speaking of heart, your man.
Yeah, Jimmy the Mouth from the South.
Jimmy the Mouth from the South
Heart.
They're always dressed in their get-up. That's what was my like. Do these dudes ever? Are they ever off? Like, you know, do you see Jimmy Hart just wearing, sort of a get-up? Or
like you're wondering if the Hulkster just ever has any downtime?
He just takes
the bandana off.
He's here for radio interviews, and he's still.
He's got to be in character.
Get-up.
Man.
He's in the character.
Can I throw this at you, Toon? Just digressing a touch.
Please do.
Speaking of great characters and great people in the world of sport. The race is on for legend status in the AFL Hall of Fame.
And so we've got Dunstall.
We've got Carey. We've got Ablett. We've got Lockett. Where are we as a Casual Friday?
Say it again.
Crew?
Say it again.
Dunstall.
Yes.
Carey.
Yes.
Ablett. Lockett. We're talking about four of the greatest goalkeepers in the history.
And we have to only have one.
Let's go with one.
We've got four. Four eligible.
What's your vote for? If you were casting a vote, Richo.
Okay, at the moment
you can only pick one. Don't say these two. One.
Okay. Well, I'm working backwards. I'm eliminating. Trying to get rid of. How do I possibly differentiate Hall of Fame legend status?
Yeah. That's a
one
great
word
question.
Answer. Give us one.
Because they're already in the Hall of Fame. They've already been acknowledged for
this
being
is
awesome.
Legend status.
This is legend status.
Purely and simply on their football, have they eliminated any off-field, that nonsense they had in the past for off-field?
It's not
nonsense. It's the character test. It's
okay,
in there.
So that's in there?
Well, yeah. But they've passed the character test because they're already in.
So does the character test come? The question is, does the character test come
in
again when it comes to legend status?
Does it?
I'm not sure if it comes into the calculator. I'm not sure who's on the panel.
Okay, I'm going with one. Here I go.
Give us an answer.
Dunstall.
Dunstall, why?
How do I differentiate between those four greats?
we are really working.
How can I possibly.
Minuscule margins here.
Minuscule margins.
So are you discounting Lockett and Ablett because of the lack of grand final? Victories.
I'll give you some numbers.
Is that a condition?
281 games.
Well, it surely
maybe
is
it
a
is.
Factor. It may not be the top reason, but certainly a determining factor, you'd think.
Lockett, 281, 1360. Carey, 272, 727 goals, 2 flags. Dunstall, 269, 1254, 4 flags. Ablett, 248, 1030. A lot of those further up the ground at the start.
So my vote's for Dunstall as well. I think if you had to pick one, his record.
All their records are sublime.
I know.
Well, we're dealing with greatness here.
They're all going to be in. They're all going to be. It's just a matter of who goes in first.
It's an order of play.
You know what? Then that would be who's been eligible the longest.
No, that's a cop out.
It's a cop out.
That is a cop out.
They're all going to be in anyway. Cop so
out.
Why not have a
but
cop out?
Because
they're
the
all
going to
be
one,
in.
The one you pick first mean something.
No,
because,
it doesn't.
Because you are saying we are elevating you before these others who are also eligible, who are also great, who are also worthy, but you are more worthy than they are.
But has Jason Dunstall been in the Hall of Fame for how many years versus how long's Gary been in, how long's Wayne been in, how long's Tony been in? And whoever's been in the longest, considering they are all absolute icons of the game and will all be legends.
Well, then there's no point having a selection process. You're just going to have sort of, you know, say, okay, this is a short list and whoever, you know, their time comes, they'll get in. Hey, I don't think that's the way
I'm not judging you on how you decide. I'm just saying that's how...
I'm judging you because I'm saying it's a cop-out.
Damn straight it's a
cop-out. You picked Dunstall and now you've already copped out within 5 minutes.
He's been there longest too, I reckon.
I don't know.
Would he be the longest?
He's been retired the longest.
Retired the longest?
Well, think about it, because whoever's retired, it all goes on when they retired.
Well, it's when they were into the Hall of Fame.
Well, Dunstall definitely was elevated into the Hall of Fame as soon as he was eligible.
Mm. There was no issues with him off.
There was an issue with Gary, but there wasn't certainly an issue with Lockett. Would have been elevated as soon as he was eligible.
Kerry wasn't straight away, was he? Or was he?
I think there might have been
I remember discussions about
these details. I don't really go into. It's not my forte, the details.
Well, but before he lost his spine and turned to jelly, he went for Dunstall. I went for Dunstall. What's your vote, Tark?
I'm going for Lockett.
Mm. How come?
I think the all-time leading goal kicker is deserved of legend status in the Hall of Fame.
That could count, that could really count against you when you make your way into Kooyong Tennis Club.
Well, I know that
when the big bunghole crops
the 2-1 majority always gets danced all over the line. So it's actually a pretty smart play by me when you think about it, because we as a team have nominated Jason, the all-time great from the Hawthorn Footy
That's
Club.
That's not going to count.
No, no. Gee, what a
he
captain
can
he
differentiate
was.
Between voices.
Gee, what a captain
given,
he was.
Given that Jace has already sort of, you know, succumbed to the pressure and has pulled out his vote for Jason, it's
no,
now
I think the all-time leading goal kicker Tony Lockett, if they're going from the modern era, one of the other opportunities for a past great like Dick Lee or Russell Ebert or Malcolm Blight to go in as a legend, but if they're going for that sort of era, I think the all-time leading goal kicker.
Well, should they allow more? I mean, obviously, status. You don't want to have too many legends and dilute the greatness, but you know, should it just be one? Can they have two or three legends elevated each?
You're eligible for elevation into the most powerful female in Australia Hall of Fame for the future.
Well, I thought I was already there. I don't know why.
No, it's only your first nomination as most powerful Australian.
So you're the mouthpiece. You are the most important. So you're
yes. I've gone Dunstall. So that's
what it'll be.